Episode 1910, How Do You Balance Life's Demands?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Can you believe it? You made it through another week. Yes, you can cross it off your to-do list. You're alive. You're breathing. Yes, maybe things are a little crazy, but you know what? It's Confessions Day, so we're going to talk about how do you balance life's demands. Come on, let's let it all hang out. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life can give you lemons, busyness, stress, plain exhaustion. Out of control seems like the new normal. How do you balance life's demands when you can't escape your living room? Maybe you've been running laps around the coffee table and knocked a few things over. Maybe you've even decided that less is more. What can you get rid of? Because, well, your living room is now a playroom. But only if you could get less hanging out and more peace in the house. Children of all ages stir up so much energy. You wonder as you get older, they just seem to get even more energy. You're like, come on, guys, can we not slow down? Yet the challenge is having this energy in one place always. At least before, you could change the environment. But now you are stuck. Not because you want to be, but because you have to be. Finding balance in your own life is one thing, but creating it with the family is another. Are you feeling like you're just pulling your hair out? Busyness is now all at home. 24/7. Okay, we haven't hit 365 yet, but let's just talk 24/7. That's enough. It's enough to drive us crazy. Now, I can tell you, back in the olden days when our children were much, much smaller and we were homeschooling, literally our four walls and the outside of the perimeters of our house, that was it, unless if we went into town. And there were times, yes, I was kind of a little bit hairy scary and I was like, this isn't working. But you know what? It was a moment. And I look back at those moments and I'm like, you know what? It was awesome. And in fact, my children, now that they are older, they've come back to me and said, Mom, you know, when we have kids, I want to be able to do some of the things you did with us. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh, wait a minute. This is a moment. I've got to take this in. They're actually thanking me for something I've did. It will never happen again. So let me savor this moment. And it is awesome to know that, yes, all the craziness that I went through when they were young, when they were fighting like cats and dogs, when I felt like they were hanging from the curtain rods, they really weren't. But it seemed like that at times. When I felt like, you know, they had just scratched every single wall and things had been torn down, it really wasn't. But in my mind, it wasn't peace. It's called life. We don't always get that availability to dictate how we want our days to be. And right now we're in a situation where we don't have that control. That has been taken from us. And so now we have to look at what we can control. So you got to put first things first. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Put first things first. Yes, the kiddos matter. You love them. You want to do what's right for them. But if you don't keep your head on, a lot more can go wrong. So take a deep breath. That felt so good. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Put first things first. Number one, create an escape moment. I love this one. This is a way to give yourself space for personal accountability. But notice how I said, create an escape moment. Run in such a way that you might win. We look at how we're losing as parents. Think about it. If you look at yourself and compare yourself to any other parent out there, If you're on Instagram, maybe you have a best friend that you chat with often. Maybe you're sending something via text or IM or DMing somebody going, you won't believe this. And they're like, oh yeah, but this is my house right now. And they take this picture and you're like, oh. Create an escape moment. This is your space. Nobody else's. Whatever everybody else is doing, that's great. It's working for them. But you have to look at what is going to work for you. Run in such a way that you might win. You may not be able to leave the area. Oh, nope, we gotta stay home, right? But you can find a moment where you can gain a sense of peace. So you have to create an escape moment. Now for me, I'll go back in time. One of my favorite escape moments was headed to the garage. And I would tell my children, mommy's in timeout. I love that. I was like, oh, if I would have learned that phrase a long, long, long time ago. But I put myself in timeout. Who cares if the kids need to be in timeout? Mama needs to be in timeout. And so I would put myself in timeout. And that meant, unless if there's a blood or a flood, you kids do not bother mama till she comes back in the room. She's calmer. She's got her head on straight and her heart where it needs to be, and she can move forward. They knew this. They knew that if they pushed the limits with mama, oh, no, no, no. Life was not going to be easy. Now, when they were little, it was easy for me to put myself in timeout right around them, right? I would make sure they were all safe. If I had one of our infants, then they were in the playpen. Everything was safety, okay? But as they got a little bit older, I was like, okay, I need a little more room. So I would escape to the garage. And sometimes I needed just quiet, so I would sit in the car. I just got in the front seat, closed the door, and I just sat there. And I just breathed. I took breaths, deep, deep breaths. I mean, talk about confession. And I just let my mind go. I didn't try to figure out the problem. I just put myself in a space that said, you know what? You got this. And I felt my shoulders relax. And I felt my head that was pounding at some point calm down. And my heart, oh, it began to fill back up with joy. I was okay. I wasn't a crazy mom. I wasn't a crazy wife. I was being human. Sometimes we get ourselves so worked up because we're trying to be this particular person that we ourselves have to live up to. Nobody else's expectations but our own. So create an escape moment for you. Give yourself that place where you can run in such a way that you might win. When I was in that car and the doors were closed and I was just sitting there and it was just silent. Now in the summertime, it was a little hot, so I couldn't stay in there too long. But it was just a moment of peace. And then I got back out, went back into the situations, and I was able to move forward. Where can you create an escape moment for you? Maybe it's in the bathroom. Seriously, if your kids are old enough that they don't need you every single second, then maybe for you it's, mama's got to go to the bathroom. You don't need to tell them that you're going to have an escape moment. You just go to the bathroom and close the door. And you're like, okay, breathe. All right. And maybe you don't even have to go to the bathroom. Maybe you do. Maybe sitting on the throne is a good thing for you. Where else is it? Maybe it's in the pantry. Not in my house. The kids are always in the pantry. Maybe it's in the laundry room. Nobody wants to put the clothes away. So maybe that's your safe place. Create an escape moment. Put first things first. Number two, energize with hope. Do something that switches the focus on the positive, not the negative. I love putting on some inspirational, powerful, pumping, driving music. Now, if you're one that says, oh, well, I can't listen to certain stuff, I'm not talking about hard rock. I mean, if that's your style, go for it. If heavy metal's your style, go for it. If it's country, wonderful. If it's praise and worship, fabulous. Whatever it is, put it on and just dance and laugh and have fun. Change it into what? A party. A controlled party. A party in which you are saying, you know what, we can have fun, but these are the boundaries mama's creating. This is how we can do this, so you can energize with hope. You see, what happens is our kiddos are taking their cues from how we feel. And whether you want to admit it or not, if you're nervous, if you're upset, if you're anxious, they are feeding off of that energy that you're giving. And you're like, wait, I'm not giving any energy. I'm like, I'm done. Well, no, but there is still that sense of, even our pets do that. Children very much feed off of what we give them. If we are agitated, if we are short in our tone of voice, they're going to grasp that. And they're going to be like, ooh, I need to kind of walk on eggshells around mom today because she's not really happy. The whole thing of, oh, mama got up on the wrong side of the bed. They're going to know that. They sense it. So instead of bringing the whole house down in the wrong way, bring the whole house up and energize with hope. Do something that switches the focus from the negative to the positive. And I just love doing it when it comes to like dancing and laughing, tickling each other, you know, have this pile on each other moment. I can remember when we were living up north, I don't know what it was, but all of a sudden, everybody decided to gang up on our oldest son. So all of the siblings jumped up on brother. Now, brother's big. He's number two of five, but he is a big boy and he can hold his own. But he smashed underneath the four of them on a couch. And he's like, really? I have a picture even. Because it was such a fun moment. It was just one of those, wow, those are the things that you want to do. It makes it more fun. And guess what? It also releases the tension naturally. You don't need to release tension out of anger and by your tone of voice and the words that you say. Release it from action, dancing, laughing, giggling, just having fun. So create an escape moment. Where are you going to? Energize with hope. Let's dance the day away. And number three, play hide and seek. This is the most fun. And guess what? You get to make the rules. You get to figure out where home base is. If you have to double up, so if you have younger children, it might be a good idea to have two of them together, one older, one younger. Now, our kiddos are older now, and believe it or not, we still play hide and seek, and it's great even at night. Now, as your kids get older, you can do it when it's complete darkness, and you can turn all the lights off and maybe only have a couple selected lights on, and you can play hide and seek. It's awesome. In fact, I was out of town. And who else did I have with me? I think I had one other child with me at the time. But whoever was left at home, which I think was dad and the three youngers, I believe that's what it was. It's been a long time ago. But what had happened was they lost electricity here at the house. So what better to do? And it wasn't like it was just for like a blink. It was like for a few hours, they played hide and seek and they had a blast. They had story after story and they're like, oh, mom, I hid here. And it took forever for dad to find me. And then dad said, oh, I hid here. And you won't believe I scared the bejeebers out of them when they came around the corner. They didn't even want to get me because they were too scared of me. It's stories like this, right? Play hide and seek. This is something where you just have fun as a family. A lot of what's happening within our spaces right now is we feel confined. We feel trapped. We don't feel like we have another way out. And when we're going through our everyday in our old normal, it was like, oh, wait, yeah, they may have high energy, but they're going to go to school and they're going to do different activities. They're going to go to dance, or they're going to go to practice, whether it's soccer or basketball, whatever it is, baseball, softball. All of this stuff that they do, right? And they're able to run off their energy. They're able to visit with their friends, but now it's a little bit different. And we have to recognize that. However, this stuff here can be for absolutely every day, whether it's the old normal, the new normal, or we have no idea what normal is right now. It works. And in all honesty, it brings us back to the most important thing, Family. What is it about family that you love? You know, if we think about that and we begin to change how we look at the situation we're in, we will appreciate it that much more. But it's when we allow ourselves to get caught up in whether it's the blame game, whether it's, oh, I just wish I could do something that I can't do now. You know, sometimes we as parents, we can have our own parent temper tantrums as much as our kids can because we want that control. We love it. Come on, admit it. We do. We want to make sure that we tell our kids where to go, how high to go, and now we don't always have that because now we're with them 24/7, however many days. Now, that may change. It may not. It may be different, but that's not what you focus on. What I want you to drill down into right now is your family foundation. What matters to you as a family? Sitting at home with the family. Family matters. Again, your kiddos, they are sensing what you are feeling. So if you want them to be hyper and crazy and all get out and bouncing all over the walls and yeah, maybe hanging from the curtain rods, then you can continue to be stressed and nervous and anxious, and that's what they'll keep doing. Or you can find ways to allow them to enjoy their new days. What it looks like now with mom and dad, or whoever's in the household. Maybe you have grandma in the household. Now, if you're playing hide and seek, by the way, and you have a kitty cat, watch out, they'll give you away. Or maybe even a puppy dog will. But make it fun. You know, we are in a place right now where we can make the best of the worst, or we can accept the worst and just keep it there. Which will you choose today for your family? Are you ready to make the best of what you're in? It doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter if it's COVID-19. It doesn't matter if it's stress because maybe there's some situations relationally that's happening in the family. Maybe it's a financial issue. Maybe you're considering moving. Whatever the stresses are within the family, don't sit there and accept that you have to buy in to the worst part of the situation. Instead, flip it. See the best part of the situation. Use it as an opportunity to build a stronger family foundation so that when trials and tribulations do come, and even joys and celebrations, you can enjoy life that much more. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. Hug someone you love the most. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.